Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Lexi and Tyler with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Ipswich City Council has intensified calls for the Queensland Government to move forward with the Ipswich to Springfield Rail project, warning that any further delays could impede the region's rapid growth. The proposed rail corridor, which would link Ipswich's rapidly expanding suburbs, Ripley, Yamato and Redbank Plains, with Brisbane and Ipswich's city centres, is seen as crucial for managing the city's booming populations. With 70% of Ipswich's growth situated along the proposed rail route, council stressed that the project, first identified almost 20 years ago, could no longer be delayed.
The Gold Coast multi-billion dollar light rail line may end up being transformed into rapid transit buses upon its final stage. The buses being pushed by the Queensland Government are proposed to connect Burleigh Heads and the Gold Coast Airport in Coolangatta at a similar cost to that of the light rail. Tom Tate is considering the proposal but stated his preferred option is a light rail all the way to the airport without mode changing.
In national news, potent pouches of quick doses of nicotine that have helped create the new generation of nicotine addicts are being banned in an Australian first decision. South Australia has become the first state in Australia to ban these pouches, which have been known to contain upwards of 6 times the amount of nicotine found within a normal cigarette. The new legislation regarding the complete ban of these pouches and the distribution of them has taken immediate effect, with the penalty for being found selling the product receiving fines of upwards of $1.5 million. South Australian government officials stating they hope to work quickly on prohibiting the distribution of any new nicotine products as they are released.
A prime oyster-growing region in southern Tasmania is on the brink of a collapse as a mysterious illness wipes out stock. During the 1990s, Pipe Clay Lagoon was one of the state's most productive oyster farming areas, but after numerous years of oyster mortalities, its lease is now coming to an end. Tasmania's Institute for Marine and Antarctic Studies is testing oysters' health and water quality in the lagoon in hope of finding the cause of the oyster's death.
In international news, Irish parents have resorted to wearing body armour when dropping their children to school in fear of being the target of mobster attacks. Deputy Commissioner Justin Kelly brought the issue to the attention of Dublin's Gardaí bosses and the policing authority during their monthly meeting. The fear for Irish children's safety is a harsh reality, with youths becoming involved in gangland feuds, as well as many of the organised groups threatening the children of their opposing groups. School and education authorities have worked with local law enforcement to ensure that Dublin schools are a safe environment for all students.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back on Monday with more Zedlines. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Friday Neon, Kinky Kitty Cats Collective on 4ZZZ FM.